brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I really love doing this program because I think that I'm in contact with people in so many places. People come up to me, it surprised me. They come from different states or even different countries, and I can't get over how God's word is spreading. And I just want to say, I'm glad to do this for you, and I hope I can be a help, especially during Lent. Let's take a look at the readings today. Look at the opening prayer. Look upon your family, Lord, that through the chastening effects of bodily discipline, our minds may be radiant in your presence with the strength of our yearning for you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. We want to do God's will. I remember as a child used to being very afraid of God's will because I thought, oh, he'll ask too much. He doesn't. He knows his will, his law, leads to life. And I do mean that, brothers and sisters. It's not just a nice saying. I mean that. If you follow the Lord and follow his word, follow his will, I'll see you in heaven. You'll be in heaven forever. I can't even imagine it myself, but I know that what God has in store for us is so good and so great that we cannot really, honestly, even imagine it ourselves. Let's take a look at the prophet Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. Thus says the Lord, just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down, and do not return there till they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. So I want to say to you, if you are not accustomed to reading the scriptures, reading the daily reading, scripture readings is very, very good. Or you can take a book, one book of the Bible, and use it for Lent. But brothers and sisters, I urge you, read his word every day if you can. Every day, read it. It will change your life. And I do mean that. That's not dramatic. I mean that. That was my experience. Reading the word daily changed my life because I took on his heart more and more and more. And that made all the difference. We look at Psalm 34. From all their distress, God rescues the just. From all their distress, God rescues the just. We might not have all that distress removed from us until we see him face to face in heaven, I hope, for all of you. But we will know his care. We will know how great was his care and that he can know each one of us. He can know the turmoils in our own hearts and the confusion in our own minds some days. Trust him because he loves you. Psalm 34 says, glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I can't say that all my fears are gone, but the more I depend on the Lord, the less concerns I have. God is very, very good. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress, he saved him. The Lord has eyes for the just and ears for their cry. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. My goodness, brothers and sisters, if we are faithful to him, and to what he asks of us, he remains faithful to us. And he does far more than we could ask for or imagine. Trust him. Give your heart to him. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them. And from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. All of us can be very down at times. We can have had difficult things happen to us. And the Lord wants us to know that he's close to us and that he comforts us and renews us and strengthens us. Always go to the Lord first when you're in difficulty. If you possibly can, turn to him first and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Whether it's physical or mental or emotional, ask him and then wait on him. Don't just say, oh, well, I prayed nothing happened. Give God time. Not that he needs time, but it will come. I can promise you that. It will come. In the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 6, verses 7 to 15, Jesus said to his disciples, in praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. So, taking a long time to pray is not the answer. It's where your heart is. Am I praying fervently to God, or am I just doing it as something to do and be done? I want to pray with my heart. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, my Father, your Father. Our Father, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, not mine. Thy kingdom come. May all the glory and honor be yours. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. When you make mistakes, when you sin, immediately go to the Lord and ask forgiveness. You will know his blessing. As we forgive those who trespass against us, do we forgive others? Are we quick to forgive? Not just for ourselves, but are we quick to forgive others? Or do we bear some kind of scar from what that person did? And it takes a while. Sometimes it does, but it doesn't have to take long. But say, Lord, I decide right now in my heart to forgive this person. You might have to work through some emotions, but make the decision to forgive. If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. That's a very, very sobering verse. If you forgive men, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. I think, you know, I probably have some time in purgatory to suffer myself. But you don't want it to be long. You want to be brought into the presence of God. And that's not a fairy tale. It's a reality. Father, forgive. Please forgive us. Please, Father, forgive our transgressions that we may follow you. Please, we want to be closer and closer to you. I want to say that there is a wonderful saint that we celebrate now, St. Catherine Drexel. And St. Catherine prayed this, no, she didn't pray this prayer, but it's in commemoration of her. God of love, you called St. Catherine Drexel to teach the message of the gospel and to bring the life of the Eucharist to the Native American and African American peoples. By her prayers and example, enable us to work for justice among the poor and the oppressed, and keep us undivided in love. in the Eucharistic community of your church. Think about it for a moment, brothers and sisters. Really just think about this. When have you seen someone poor in the street? Have you just given them something and say, oh, that is just a big farce? No. There's always someone poorer than you are. There's always someone poorer than you are, and some who are very, very poor. I remember, once again, my father, but I remember one day he was at his gas station, and the man reached in his pocket to pay for the gas, and he just didn't have the full amount. And I remember my dad looking at him, because they were difficult times for everybody. And my dad just looked at him and just said, this one's on me. You go. And I thought, I was just so touched by that, because it meant great sacrifice for Dad, too. It was like a small community area gas station. And he did work. He worked from 8 in the morning till probably 8 or 9 at night. Our home was right next door, as I think I've mentioned to you before. But he was right there. And he taught us. He taught us by his kindness how to be kind to others. He taught us to reach out and look at other people. My goodness, brothers and sisters. My father taught me a lot, but Jesus can teach us even more. That's why praying the Lord's Prayer is so important every day. Our Father. It's our Father. It's you and me together. It's all of us together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed may I not take your name in vain today. May your kingdom come, your will be done. Brothers and sisters, that's what we need. That's what we need, is to pray together. St. Catherine Drexel wrote this, which I think it is very, very important to us. It is not we alone who pray, nor do we pray by our own strength, nor is it our own indigence we have to give. It is Jesus who prays in us. When you pray, Jesus prays in you. Make sure that gets on your heart and in your mind. When you pray, Jesus prays with you. It is by his infinite mercy that we pray. It is of his infinite treasure, his inexhaustible satisfaction. Prayer can reach where the pen fails to go. He who is faithful in prayer will serve God with fervor. Lord, help me love you in the way you deserve to be loved. Love is a gift I earnestly beg for each one of you, so dearly loved by God. Let us pray for each other very earnestly and beg Jesus with great entreaty to increase our love. Brothers and sisters, let's those of us, all of us here listening to this radio program, let's make a pact that we are going during this Lenten season, that we are going to pray for one another daily. May God bless us. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.